My name is Cameron Dunlap, and I'm happy to be joined on this call right now with Vivian Harris. And Vivian just did a deal where we funded it. And so, Vivian, I just wanted to get a couple of bits of information from you about it. That's obviously very exciting. I'm thrilled that we were able to fund the deal for you, and I'm sure you're excited to have a few extra bucks in your pocket.
Yes, I am.
So where is it located?
It's here in Columbia, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and the house is on 2501 Laurel Street.
Okay, and so is it local to you? Do you live in that same area?
Yes, I stay about 5 minutes from it.
Good. And so how did you find the deal? If you don't mind, let me back up. What type of seller was it? I assume it was a bank seller, but if not, let me know. And how did you find the deal?
Well, it was a house for sale by owner, but I found it through on Craigslist. Someone else was trying to sell it, and the person wasn't giving me the right information. I started with this deal ever since November, so finally I went around to the house to look at it, and they had a real estate agent sign in the yard, so I called the agent. And so the agent started working with me. So it was to sell by owner, but the owner had, you know, through the real estate company. So he started working with me, and we went from there.
Okay, good. So it was kind of the way I would define it is it's a private seller as opposed to a
right.
bank seller.
Yes.
But it was listed with a realtor?
It was listed with a realtor, and the realtor, he did it's called a dual. He worked with both of us. And
mm-hmm. dual agency.
Yes, and mm-hmm. then I went ahead and after I put it on. Well, at first he didn't want to accept my offer, so I gave him another offer. First he wanted 45, and so I gave him 16.5, and then he didn't want to accept that, so he came back with 25. So then I came back. I put it back into the generator, offer generator in the back office, and I came up with 22.5. So then I offered him 22.5, and he accepted that.
Hmm. Good. And what did you end up making on the deal?
I ended up making $7,000. Well, I put it in the paper, and I had got a buyer. And when I got a buyer, I offered $30,000. So I ended
Perfect.
Up getting $7,309. Thanks to you.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
Well, so it's our pleasure. So that's great. So it was a private seller listed with a realtor. Now, one thing you mentioned that I think is notable is that the agent represented both of you, so you didn't bring an agent to the table, and then what that meant was that the agent you worked with got a double paycheck, so he got the seller and the buyer side of the commission.
I think he just got the seller side because I did a simultaneous closing.
Right, but I understand what you're saying. Although, it sounds to me like there could have been another agent involved, and because there wasn't, because he did both sides, he probably did make more on the deal than he would have otherwise. But I understand what you're saying as far as the back-to-back or double closing. So your buyer, you ran an ad in the newspaper and found your buyer that way. Is that correct?
Right.
And,
well, I had a couple other buyers, but they wanted more. And this buyer, she wanted to pay me what I had put in the newspaper, $30,000. So I accept that.
Right. Sure. And did you utilize iFlip at all during the deal? Did that help you do the deal?
No, I didn't do iFlip. What I did, like I said, I had put it in the paper, and I was going to do the rest of my buyers. But see, I only had the house for one day. I didn't
mm-hmm.
have time to actually go out and look for a whole lot of buyers because once I got that on the contract, then I put it in the paper, and I got the buyer the next day. So
right.
I didn't have to, you know, do a lot of, you know, marketing. But I know I didn't
right.
use that at the time, but I used everything else you know, with the company, but not.
Got it.
I went back to the inner circle, you know, use generating everything to get my offer and then do my comps and everything like that. But I didn't get a chance.
Sure.
To
so but I understand. So you used it for the offer generator and the comparables and all that, but you found the buyer by running the ad. And hey, you know what? Good for you. So I'm pleased to hear you did well, and $7,309 is nobody's going to retire on that, but it's a great deal, and I'm sure it's got you motivated to go do more, doesn't it?
Yes, it do, and I'm looking for more and more deals, and I really appreciate it because the transaction went very smoothly. Julie, she was excellent. You know, I mean, I was kind of afraid at first, you know, when I first got the system, I had to put it in my name, but then she couldn't put it in the company name, even though I'm glad I had a company name to put it in because of the fact that, you know, some things had changed down the line. But she was very good. I must applaud her on that because I didn't have no problem with the transaction. And
well, that's how we roll around here. We aim to please, and we work directly with the closing agent.
Yeah, I wish I had some more houses, but I'm working on them. And, you know, I'm thankful because I was kind of afraid. I'll be honest with you, I was fearful, but I did everything that she said do. I had the bird dogs. I had a sister. I did everything, but, you know, everything I know is in God's timing. I know I did a lot of things wrong, by the way, but it took me 2 years to get this deal because, I had a lot of deals, but it never worked. And I was kind of scared. You know, afraid, you know, because I said, oh, how this closing going to go, you know, because I never did this before, this process. But the process wasn't the problem. It was just me. You know, I was just afraid. I mean, y'all did everything y'all supposed to do. So I had no, you know, I was just scared. I was like, oh, God, I hope everything go fast. She told me, don't worry. But it went well.
Oh, good. Well, I'm pleased for you, and I think it's kind of funny what you just said about how, you know, the problem was me, and so now, me being you. But so now, you've gotten past that. You now know that the system works, the process works. You're capable of it. You've worked through your fears, and now it should get much easier. I'm sure.
Yes, it's
good.
Now I'm ready to start working with, you know, other houses. You know, that going with the banks, and you know, even with the sale by owners. You know. I just got to find the right deals. I mean, it takes time. You got to go through a lot of deals to get that right one, but I think I'm on the right track right now.
Oh, it sure sounds like it. All right. Well, Vivian, I really appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your busy day to tell me about your experience here, and I thank you very kindly, and we're going to look forward to working with you again in the future on your next deal.
Okay, thank you. And I appreciate you and the company. Everything that y'all done to help me get this deal together, because without y'all, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I appreciate it. And thank you for taking out the time to talk to me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I try to reach out when we have fundings. I try to reach out and talk to the folks when I've got the time. And I'm actually going through a little period here where I'm not doing any traveling. And I thought, you know what? I want to talk to Vivian. And so I had Julie line it up, and here we are. And certainly been my pleasure. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.